The limits of efficiency in a complex world. The concept of efficiency is familiar to everyone, whether at work or just arranging pencils on your desk. Efficiency is about doing things in the best possible way with the least effort, and today, most organizations prioritize it as their main goal. But it's not just businesses, our whole society is focused on efficiency. From life hacks to planning our free time, people everywhere are trying to get the most done with the least amount of work. This focus on efficiency has roots going back to the early 1900s, when Frederick Winslow Taylor, a Quaker, introduced the idea of scientific management. Taylor measured work processes down to the second, finding ways to cut time and increase productivity. This approach produced impressive results. However, in today's complex world, efficiency alone doesn't guarantee success. The rapid advancement of technology has dramatically changed how we live. The world is now faster and more interconnected, with countless factors influencing unpredictable outcomes. A good example of this is the butterfly effect. Just as a butterfly's wings in New York could cause a hurricane in China, a single YouTube video can spark a revolution. In 2010, Tariq, a man in Tunisia, protested police corruption by setting himself on fire. His cousin recorded the event and posted it online. The video spread quickly, leading to protests that eventually toppled President Mubarak's 30-year rule in Egypt. No one could have predicted such a powerful outcome at the time of Tariq's protest. Taylor's methods were designed for a world where managers could predict the results of their actions. Today, as the example above shows, things are far more unpredictable. Adaption to modern threats. In today's world, threats are complex and can emerge unexpectedly, taking many forms. Looking back at traditional methods, Winslow Taylor's approach suggests preparing for every possible issue and creating strong protective measures. For instance, if you live in an area prone to storms, you should have a backup generator ready for power outages. Or, if you have a tense relationship with a neighboring country, building a wall might seem like a way to keep them out. However, to create these protective systems, it's essential to understand each specific threat. In our complicated world, where setbacks can come from any direction and appear in any shape, relying solely on these measures isn't enough. So, how can we defend ourselves against unpredictable dangers? The key is adaptability. Modern organizations need to be flexible and able to respond quickly to sudden threats, or they risk failure. Consider the situation in Afghanistan in 2003. Where a highly trained military unit faced off against Al-Qaeda in Iraq, AQI. Despite having superior resources and winning battles, American forces were losing the war. They struggled to adapt to an enemy without a clear chain of command, one that reacted swiftly to every attack. More firepower was not effective when the enemy could regroup almost instantly. The strength of teams and problem-solving. In school, teachers often divide students into groups to tackle tasks that are too difficult for one person. Why? Because working as a team allows people to solve problems that individuals cannot handle on their own. The same principle applies to businesses. Teams help companies face modern challenges and threats more effectively. In contrast, some companies focus too much on efficiency, with a top-down structure where only the leader has a full view of the situation, and everyone else just follows orders. The issue here is that a single person cannot fully grasp the complexity of today's problems. A tragic example of this occurred during a 1978 plane crash at Portland International Airport. The captain, focused on safety preparations after a minor malfunction, ignored the crew's warnings about low fuel levels, ultimately leading to the deaths of 10 people. This disaster could have been avoided with better teamwork. What makes teams so effective at handling complex issues? It's the trust and shared purpose among team members. These qualities make teams ideal for addressing complicated challenges. Structurally, teams work differently from command-based organizations. In teams, everyone has a shared goal, and their collective experience builds trust. This allows them to act quickly in critical situations, knowing what needs to be done and how to work together to achieve the best outcome. For instance, after the Portland crash, United Airlines realized that handling modern planes was too difficult for one person alone. They created the Crew Resource Management Program to improve teamwork, and it worked. Compare the 1978 crash with the 2009 emergency landing on the Hudson River. The crew had just minutes to respond, yet each member knew exactly what to do without needing detailed instructions, resulting in a safe landing. When teams get too big, create smaller teams that work together. Teams are crucial in environments that require specialized knowledge. But how do you create a team when your company has thousands of employees? The solution is simple. Build a team of teams. A single team can't include an unlimited number of members and still function well. Large companies must create multiple smaller teams. By definition, team members need to work closely and trust each other. For this to happen, teams need to be small because it's impossible to know and trust an unlimited number of people. In companies with more than 150 employees, smaller teams are essential for efficiency. These small teams should then collaborate as part of a larger team, just as individuals within a team work together. Teams offer organizations the benefits of a quick and adaptable workflow. However, the close relationships within a team can also lead to the exclusion of those outside the group. When a company has multiple teams, they all need to understand the overall goals and processes of the other teams. Without this, teams may deliver incomplete solutions, with no one overseeing the gaps in knowledge. For example, in the American Task Force, a storage room was found with garbage bags full of intelligence gathered during raids. The field operatives didn't understand how the intelligence team worked, so time-sensitive information wasn't handled properly. By the time it reached an analyst, it was already outdated. Teams are essential to organizational success. However, building teams in a way that maximizes their effectiveness requires careful planning and coordination. Keep reading to learn how. Information sharing in organizations. People often say, knowledge is power, and this holds. The right information is incredibly valuable. Traditionally, companies keep information secret, even within the organization, unless it's necessary to share it. Information includes everything from sensitive data, like sales and marketing strategies, to basic details like employee performance and salary calculations. Taylor believed that sharing information was not just unnecessary, but dangerous. He thought employees should focus on their specific tasks, leaving only managers to handle information and oversee the entire process. However, modern business complexity calls for a more open approach. Sharing information is crucial. It allows everyone to understand how their actions fit into the bigger picture, leading to better decisions. Without a shared understanding of the overall system, teams may make decisions that benefit them but harm the company as a whole. An example of this is the sensitive intelligence that was once hidden in garbage bags. The field operatives thought they were doing their job well after a successful raid. But they lost sight of the bigger mission, the success of the American Task Force. When the American Task Force in Iraq was under new leadership, information sharing became a priority. A joint operations center was created, giving task force members access to all relevant details about operations. Additionally, emails were sent to those impacted by operations, and weekly, operations and intelligence briefs were broadcast to keep everyone updated. This approach ensured that information was no longer wasted. Trust and connection in a team of teams. For a team of teams to function effectively, the smaller teams must form connections similar to the close bonds that exist within individual teams. One of the reasons teams work so well is because of the trust and closeness shared among their members, making them a tightly connected group. However, simply putting a group of people together and telling them to collaborate doesn't automatically make them a team. Similarly, calling an organization a team of teams doesn't mean it will function as one. For a team of teams to work, the smaller teams must develop the same kind of trust that members of a single team share. This creates a shared understanding and trust between teams, forming a shared consciousness that helps them operate as a unified group. So, how can entire teams form the same strong bonds that individual team members develop over time? The method is essentially the same. They need to share experiences. For example, to build connections between the different parts of the American Task Force and its partner agencies like the FBI and CIA, an exchange program was implemented. In this program, members of different teams spent at least 6 months working with another division. For instance, a Navy SEAL might be assigned to an Army Special Forces team, and vice versa. If members of one team can't recall a friendly face from another team, it's a sign they need to share more experiences. This will help them build tighter bonds and function more effectively as part of a team of teams. Shared consciousness. In a team of teams setup, everyone may communicate and collaborate smoothly, but challenges can arise that require the teams to tackle them together. When this happens, it can be frustrating if a boss steps in and declares that only they can make decisions. While this might be the norm, it's not the best approach. In today's fast-changing world, companies need to empower their teams to make decisions on their own. Complex problems are a result of our interconnected environment, and a team of teams with shared consciousness reflects this complexity. However, for teams to effectively use this approach, they must have the autonomy to make decisions. After introducing shared consciousness, it became clear that waiting for approvals was only slowing things down. Teams already had the necessary information to make informed decisions, but the requirement for a signature was just a formality. To fix this, the practice of empowered execution was introduced, allowing teams to act quickly in situations that needed immediate responses. Empowered execution is the natural outcome of shared consciousness, but it's crucial to ensure that teams have the right information before giving them decision-making power. Without a solid structure and good flow of information, handing control to unprepared teams could lead to serious problems. Therefore, companies should first establish a clear system for information sharing before granting decision-making authority to their teams. Without shared consciousness, empowered execution could be risky and irresponsible. Leadership in modern teams. Even if a team has all the information and control to make informed decisions, they still need a leader. However, this leader should respect the team's independence rather than take a traditional approach. Traditionally, leaders are seen as commanding figures giving orders to subordinates who follow their commands. In this model, leaders decide where everyone goes, what tasks they perform, and how they accomplish them. This perspective overlooks the incredible problem-solving abilities that a cohesive team possesses. What's the point of having highly capable teams that can manage vast amounts of information and make great decisions if they're not allowed to act on them? Even when there's time to seek a leader's opinion, it's usually better to let teams make their own decisions. This method not only proves more effective, but also helps the team feel more invested in their plans. So, what is the role of a modern leader? They focus on maintaining a healthy culture, which serves as the glue that holds teams together. In a team of teams, the leader isn't a puppet master. Instead, they initiate conversations and ensure everyone takes part in discussions. The leader empowers teams to make their own choices, allowing even the lowest-ranked members to contribute to execution. The leader nurtures the culture like a gardener, while the team handles the daily operations of the organization. Key points. 1. Efficiency alone isn't enough for success in today's complex and unpredictable world. 2. Modern challenges require adaptability and quick responses to unforeseen threats. 3. Teams are essential for solving complex problems, offering diverse perspectives and trust. 4. Smaller teams within larger organizations can work together better than a single large team. 5. Sharing information openly helps everyone understand the bigger picture and make better decisions. 6. Building strong connections between teams develops trust and improves collaboration. 7. Empowering teams to make decisions leads to quicker, more effective problem-solving in fast-changing environments.